I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Feyi Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yes. How are you today?
I am so thankful.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
The Lord is good.
Good. Refreshed spirit, yes. Soul, and body.
You know what? I know that episode 47 was awesome.
Yes.
However, I am so excited about this episode 48.
Yes. And it ties in because mm-hmm. the Heart of Giving, and mm-hmm. a lot of people shared how it really inspired them to
exactly.
new levels and new understanding of what giving is all about.
And we're talking about giving. So you and I are here to give of our experience of raising 30-something-year-old, 20-something-year-old.
29 and 28.
There you go. You know all the numbers.
So 31, 29, and
exactly.
28.
And I know some people might be saying, you know, that time was probably different because we're talking about back to school, right?
Yes, back to school.
Getting prepared for back to school.
Yes.
Or getting your kids ready for back to school.
Yes.
However, there was no COVID-19 at that time, but still, you know, just like what we said, the Word of God remains the same. We raise our kids based on biblical principles.
Yes.
Right? And so that still applies today.
Well, some of the things that we did in preparing them applies today.
Exactly.
These specific scenarios have changed,
Exactly.
the years.
So as parents that are listening to us out there are preparing their children for school, so we have a couple of vital or important items that they need to have in their back-to-school checklist.
So top 10. Back to school checklist. So
yes. I wanted to use this as a starting point, because you know our motive is to ensure that the parents are prepared.
Yes.
You know, because Psalm 1:3 says that whatsoever that you lay your hands on to do, it will prosper.
Yes.
So we're declaring that all of our listeners,
yes,
they will prosper.
Yes.
In raising their children, and all of the teachers will prosper in educating the children, preparing them to face what tomorrow may bring, to be leaders of tomorrow.
And we're just declaring a blessing over the new school year. Some have already started.
Yes.
And so a lot of administrators, mm-hmm. teachers have already started, gone back. We're just declaring a blessed school year for everyone, whether they're in US, whether they're around the world, no matter where they are, we are saying the Lord bless each one of you for all that you do. We know very well that it takes a lot of heart of giving as administrators, teachers give of themselves in serving their students, their parents. So it takes a lot.
So why we say top 10, we are not saying that this is the order. So we're just giving
10,
okay? So the very first one that I wanted to share is that if you have children that is age 12 or above, and you believe in vaccinating them, get them vaccinated before they go to school.
That's so true.
So what do you think?
Oh, it is so true. And I know that in this day and age, there are different school of thought, and
correct.
Some that say they don't believe or not.
Mm-hmm.
We have always done that for our daughters.
Children, yes,
even right. when we homeschooled, we mm-hmm. made sure that their immunization records were up to date because of travel requirements and things like that. So it's definitely something to share with our parents out there
exactly.
to encourage them
to vaccinate all of their eligible
children before they go back to school. I know there is recent news now about the new what is it called?
New variant.
Not the variant. I'm not even talking about COVID. New monkeypox and things like that. Okay. Just ensure parents as you're preparing back to school. Immunization, that is so very
immunization
true.
Support. Well, how about the parent that will say, well, if your child is not eligible for vaccine, you know, still talk to them about strategies to keep them safe at school.
That's true. Right? And that involves
different strategies.
Yeah, sneezing, coughing, all those things, germs.
You know, keeping the you know, good and strong hygiene, personal hygiene, you know, that's one of them, okay? So, is there anything that you want to add to that one? Or move right on?
Just keep moving right on.
Well, another thing that we want to talk about is that, you know, talk to your kids about health and safety protocols. You know, especially, you want to talk to them about the guidelines, the protocols and the expectations in the classrooms, in the gym, cafeteria, and all of those places that they will be involved in at school.
Yes.
What are the protocols? Like, do they have like a cleaning strategy, sanitizing strategy? Then how do they move around, carry themselves, and make themselves safe, you know, by complying with CDC restrictions and guidelines.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And also, a lot of parents now are having to talk to their children about things that a lot of us, you know, back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, did not talk to our children about, and that's gun safety. And so it's important in line with that, in parents having those vital, difficult, hard conversations with their children.
And then you have to have a way to explain to your young kids that, you know, your young kids that are probably used to handshakes, hugs, high fives, and that, you know, this time is different.
That's true. Some people still don't feel comfortable hugging, shaking hands,
high five,
and some still do, you know, fist bump or just elbow and stuff like that. So they don't see it as a means of rejection.
Exactly. Yes. That's it. You got it right there.
Yes.
So we have to explain, I mean, have this discussion with our children to prepare them for what lies ahead.
Yes, okay. Very good.
Sure, great. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is that we have to make plan to access safe transportation to and fro school.
Yes, that's so important.
Are you talking about carpooling? Are you talking about family transportation? You know, you have to strategize and see which one is going to make your kid safer.
That's true. So if you're going to take the school transportation, bus transportation, you might want to walk to the bus stop or where that is, where the bus picks up kids. Also, it's a neighborhood school. Of course, maybe there are neighbors. And especially because, you know, you and I know a lot of people that just moved to the area.
Correct.
So there are lots and lots in different places, especially in our state here in Texas that have moved from different states. So learning all those things is very important way ahead before, you know, the first day of school or the first week of school. Yeah. Yes.
So if you're counting, we've mentioned three items, three things that you need to take cognizance of. And now talking about number four, you know, as parents, have a talk with your child's teacher about your child's need.
Excellent. That is so true.
So because don't be a stranger to your child's
teacher. That will save you and the teacher and the principal and the school a whole lot. Amen. And to meet with the teacher, if possible, before the first day of school and get to know them, especially if you're new to the area, as we've been talking with a lot of new families. Do that. It will save you a whole lot. Introduce yourself to your kid's school, to the teacher next door, the teacher across the hall, your principal, the office staff. It's really important.
Okay. So, and number five, connect to support services and resources. Be aware of the resources that we have or that the government provides out there. So I'm going to talk about a couple of them and just list them. You know, we had talked about access to counselors, either trauma counselors or regular counselors. You should have access, you know, let your kids know that, you know, there's a quick access to that. You don't have to worry about the cost. And then also the government has what we call the child tax credit, you know, through the American Rescue Plan. You know, you can access that through childtaxcredit.gov. You know, to sign up. You can sign up, you can do your research so that you can know what is available for you there. And then we're talking about connect, right?
That's
true. You know, true connection. It happens to be the title of our TV ministry, Connection.
Yes.
So you have to connect.
Yes.
It's with people out there that are, to have the same situation, kids or, you know, the school that you have.
That's so true. And to add to that, they can find out actually from their child's school that their campus might have a counselor. Correct. So not all districts are able to afford one, and not all campuses are able to. Some are able to. So find out whether your child's school has a counselor and get to know that counselor. And the counselor normally has a lot of those social services information that they lend out to, you know, all their families. Also, some campuses, in addition to a counselor or not in addition, they have what they call either a community liaison or a parent engagement person. And their key thing is connecting home and school. And that person also on your child's campus will have a lot of firsthand information about social services and health services.
And these true connection services and resources, you can learn a whole lot about the guidelines, the restrictions, especially when we're talking about respiratory etiquette. When we talk, I know you mentioned sneezing earlier.
Yes.
Respiratory etiquette, we talk about good hand washing. Stay at home when you're sick. Don't come to school when you're sick. Screening and testing. Mask wearing if it's, if you desire. And then physical distancing.
Yes.
Some people are talking about 3 feet, 6 feet, you know. Some at least 3 feet is better than none.
That's true.
So 6 feet if you can.
That's so very good. Those are very good things for parents to think about and put on their checklist as they prepare. So so I'll add five more to that. So we said 10, so I'll add five more to that. One of the things that we did with our girls, especially, I mean, they're ladies now, so when they were younger, one of the things that we did, especially when we went back to public school, and even when we were homeschooling, was summertime was a relaxing time, either travel or do different activities, different camps, you know, and but we ensured that at least 2 weeks before the start of school, we got back to what we call school routine. And so, and the school routine, so before they could,
they catch them unaware.
So it doesn't catch them unaware. So in terms of times to go to bed and waking up early. And so we got back to that school routine. It's important because it's going to help, you know, the entire family to stay on schedule, especially if your child has to catch the school bus. So, and so if they have to catch the school bus, they have to be at the bus stop at a certain time. And so ensuring that your kid or your children are now back to a school routine is very important. It's going to save you a lot. Not like
so they can't go to bed late and sleep late in the morning.
No, they have
to get used to it.
Exactly. So
I like that.
So
that
preparing them before that saves a lot. When we used to go, we have to drive at least 45 minutes to school from where we were. So it was important that, you know, everybody was ready and everybody met in the garage and hop into the car for us to go. So that's important. So that's one. That's number six.
That's six. Okay.
So number seven. Number seven, backpack. So there's a lot of talk right now about
either having your backpack transparent,
yes,
or the way it's supposed to be. Post COVID
and all that. Mm-hmm. But what we used to do with backpack is we used to encourage. They had, I think, each one of them had two different backpacks because they had A day and B day, and so. They put, you know, their books for A day already in there so they don't have to swap and forget and put their books for B days. But the key thing on backpack is to make sure it's not too heavy for the back. Make sure it's not too heavy.
True.
You know, back ache starts that way, and you know, pain in the spine starts that way. You want to make sure you're cognizant that the backpack is not too heavy for your child. So so that's seven. And then the next thing, eight, decide if your child is going to be eating at school. You want to get all that taken care of ahead of time. If you have to complete forms, if your child is on free reduced lunch, you know, you get all that information done. So then if you are packing lunches or food from the house, it takes a lot of planning. And so when our daughters were older, they made their lunches because they know what they wanted in each. But we had we did a lot of shopping in Sam's, Costco, and bought all the bulk things, but they knew what they wanted. So you have to plan all that in advance, and they normally got all their thing because all three of them wanted their lunches. If it was sandwich, they wanted differently. If it was pizza, they wanted differently. So
I think actually post-COVID, it has to be the type of lunches that will probably require minimum refrigeration or no refrigeration.
Yeah, typically when students pack their lunches from home, it's normally sandwiches, you know, so that they have, you know, in their Ziploc bags and things like that. But that's something for you to think about now, because we know hunger affects your child's performance at school, their attention, the brain. I mean, even for adults, we know that that's so true. So imagine for children. So all those things go into preparing for school, ensuring a successful start and a successful school year. So number nine, many times, especially if you have kinder or like the families that we know that have just moved here and their kids are going to different school districts around for the first time, they might get nervous. And being nervous is okay. It shows you're human, because when you care about the new places or the new people or new situations, you know, that you're going to encounter, it takes a while, you know, for you to know that, okay, I'm going to be okay. For little kids, they're thinking, will they make new friends? Will they like their teacher? Will they like their classmate? Will they like their school? And all those things, you know, can get them nervous. And from all those that have moved and they're here, will they like Texas? all those things, you know, Keithen, when it comes to that, we normally basically spend time in prayer and the Word of God. And so there are three major scriptures, basically, that helps guide us all the time on that. One is Isaiah 41:10. He says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then the other one is Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And then the last one is Philippians 4, which we know so well, the prayer verse, Philippians 4:6-7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I remember sometimes we even used to write little notes with this scripture and put it in their snack or, you know, their lunch bags that they've packed, as a way for them to have something that, you know, they can focus on when anything whatsoever happens. You know, dad and mom are not there. So, and then number 10, we did this a lot. Ask for help. Ask for help. Especially if you're new to Texas, you're new to your city, you're new to your area. And that's how we've gotten to meet a lot of first-time parents sending their kids of different ages from kinder all the way to 12th grade back to school. Ask for help. And asking for help is a sign of strength. So ask for help. Whatever it may be, you need to know something. Ask those questions. They're very, very important.
That is great. Wow, that's amazing. Those of you that have been listening to us since we started, you know, from the very first one, getting your kids vaccinated, you had all these perspectives from my wife and myself, and then we've listed 10 items that you probably might want to have on your checklist of returning your kids back to school. And I bet you, you know, they will do well. This school year will be a great school, and we just want to go ahead and pray for you and with you before we end this episode. And Father, we just lift up every parent out there that are listening to us, even as they're preparing their kids back to school. Lord Father, we've shared from the wisdom that you've given us through your word, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that this wisdom, oh God, will apply to them. They will be able to apply it and be better off, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we take authority over the spirit of fear. Yes. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that fear will not hinder any of them even to achieve what you called them to do. Father, we rebuke the spirit of fear. We declare that they're not given the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And we ask, oh God, that all those young children, oh God, boys and girls, oh God, that they will be bold like lions, oh God. They will go to school boldly and with supernatural strength, oh God, to achieve the purpose and the goals. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen. 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 So that's it for now, friends.
Until next time,
stay connected. We love you.